Hello everyone, welcome to another episode on the Tips for Raising Chicks podcast. So, to get started, we're going to be talking about the pecking order. But first, a sponsor from our Anchor sponsorship. So to get started, what is the pecking order? Where the pecking order is basically a kind of like a fight or an argument that a chickens make about who's gonna be in lead, who's gonna be in rank in order to like first and the worst, first to worst you can say, and basically they fight or hurt other people to see who's better than them. It's kind of like a fight. It's not really nice, but chickens do it. And you just need to be careful that the chickens don't hurt themselves too much. I mean, it's good to get a pecking order because that's how just chickens are. You can't stop chickens, that's what they do. But if they get too aggressive and like one of them starts bleeding or all those feathers are plucked out, it gets really bad. And you just need to make sure that your chickens are gonna be okay, that they're not gonna be seriously injured or hurt. Normally, it's the roosters or the males that normally hurt the chickens. Sometimes they just want to mate with them and hurt them. It can be there's different ways, but pecking orders just want to see who's on the top and who wants to eat first, who's in line first, who's going to get to lay an egg first. Basically, it's just who's going to be at the top. And there's really bad effects to it. You really need to be careful of the pecking order. It's not a bad thing, but it can lead to injuries, and it can lead to not good things. So just be careful of it. There are a couple ways to fix it. For example, if you're putting a new flock and mixing it with your old flock, there's definitely gonna be a pecking order. But what I suggest is if you have a cage or the coop, you can put a cage. We used our dog crate and put it inside our chicken's coop to separate the new chickens. And you could probably separate half of the run if you can. We used a dog crate because we couldn't separate the run. But somehow separate them where they can see them, but can't actually hurt the chickens. So they can get used to each other and without hurting them. And when you put them back after, we used around a couple of days to weeks just to make sure they're used to each other and feel normal with the chickens, the new chickens. And when you probably introduce them after a few days or weeks of the crate, then you might see the pecking order, but that's just showing it always happens when you get new chickens or when you get any chickens. Then you just need to get used to each other. It's not a big thing to worry about. Just be careful about that. And another way is just to watch your chickens for a few minutes to make sure they're getting along. And if you do see one hurt each other, you might need to take that one out and put it in a crate for a few days. But you don't have to do that unless they're seriously injuring the chicken. And if they are injuring it, or if a chicken has already been injured with all its feathers plucked out or bleeding, definitely separate the chickens because we don't want to make it get hurt worse. Okay, this is the end of this episode. I hope you learned some information about the pecking order. And I hope you enjoyed this episode.